first choice printer painter. This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I was just following up. You probably got the notifications, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And I got an email back to call the number again and that you would update the card.
Yeah, I tried calling you back the other day because I was out of the office. And
yeah.
So I have the card number now. Do you want it?
Yes. Is it still the Nathan Hale Road for the billing address on the new card?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes? Okay, perfect. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 4741.
Okay.
6590.
Got it.
1346.
Okay.
7070.
Okay, and expiration?
0928.
And the code?
322.
322. Okay, excellent. So let me get your authorization, and then you guys will be good to go. So just bear with me. We'll make sure
everything. Yeah, I think what happened is my husband's card expired, and he waited to the last minute to get this one activated. I'm thinking, baby, you can't wait.
He sounds like me. I'm the worst procrastinator. I won't activate it until I know the other one's not working anymore.
That's on y'all. Don't be afraid. Don't wait till last. Then you'll get in trouble.
Exactly. And then forget who all the automatic payments are and everything, you know. I get it.
Yeah, I'm going to turn all my billing back over to my daughter-in-law because I got a lot of health issues going on. But I said,
I really
focus on my scheduling part of my job because I really enjoy talking to the customers.
Yes.
Trying to keep up with that, you know, my own household and you know, my mother's elderly, so I think I got to like a little bit.
Yeah.
Half my age too and a whole lot smarter. So.
that's funny. So is Mindy your daughter-in-law by chance? Because we had gotten an inquiry from someone named Mindy saying that she wanted some information on the pricing. So I wasn't sure if she was looking to open a new account or if she was just kind of taking over the billing on this one.
I will ask her because I want to have like a staff meeting with my husband, my son, and hers. So
okay.
We four have always done the business together, so.
Oh, that's nice. I love the family-run businesses. It seems like there's so much more morals and ethics and integrity put into the work, you know, when it's a family-run business. That's awesome.
Well, you got to have a good work ethic, and your quality of work has to be right. So that's why I think that one man, I forget, he's a billionaire. He said, you got to have the three P's. You got to have the people, the product, and the process all have to be in line together. If not,
right, it's
going to fall apart.
I agree. Yeah, that's good advice. Thank you for some food for thought for today. I love it. Well,
yeah.
I got the green light for you on the payment too, Diane, so you guys are all good to go. So thank you for updating that. And it could be that when you called in, if you just called the number and forgot to put my extension, maybe that message went to customer service somewhere, and that's why I didn't get it. So moving forward, if you ever need me and you just use the extension 777, that will always ring directly to my desk, okay?
Yeah, I did. I did the.
You did. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, now I have to have put in a like tech request to ask the tech team why the message didn't come through. So thank you for letting me know because I wouldn't have known my voicemail wasn't working unless you told me. You know, so I really appreciate that.
There you go, yeah. And I'll have you be our contact person from here on out.
Yeah, please. Yeah, I always say use me as a point of contact. You know, I'm not a technician. I don't do the programming, but you could always call me, and if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
Of course. No problem. Have a great rest of your week, too. Okay, Diane?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.